Hey, come on.
Hey, guys. Team, first ever golf. There we go. My boys.
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir. Get in here, baby.
Are you related to Jack Nicklaus?
Oh, that's my grandpa.
I love him.
Yes, sir.
Really?
Yeah.
I tell you what, he's a great guy.
Perfect.
Are you from Columbus yourself?
Or? Yeah, well,
no,
actually, we live in Mount Vernon.
Oh, Vernon, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, great.
I was up there just this past weekend.
You live in Muirfield?
Yeah. Mount Vernon.
Well,
oh, Columbus.
Ohio, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Where do you live?
North Palm Beach, Florida.
Well,
sir.
The next time you come, if you give us your card, we can do it from Muirfield.
Not as good as I like.
It's crazy, right?
Ohio.
Yeah. And,
we ended up owning a country club.
Actually, I think a good friend of mine.
He's going to sit in the middle. Just find where you're sitting. He's going to sit in the middle.
Exactly.
But it's great. He started in 1916.
So it's a really old course.
Big trees.
Does it have an original architect?
Yes,
Tom
Hulse.
Wow.
Yeah, but it's a really.
Is it near Columbus?
Yeah, it's 50 miles
from Columbus.
And then Tom also belongs
to. Carefully, I'm going around and do a picture of
some people may not want their pictures taken.
All right.
Just be aware of that.
It's the president.
Yeah, that's okay.
No, other people. No, don't worry.
We go to Muirfield with them every year.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey,
what's your
history?
All right, everybody, once again, the president, thank you for being here.
Good jeans, the Jack Nicklaus jeans over there.
You get a putting lesson.
I missed the golfing jeans.
So Jackie is your father?
Yes, sir.
So he made, I don't know if you've ever heard this, but he made the best speech, one of the best speeches I've ever seen, in the rotunda, right?
That was during the Congressional Medal, right?
Yes, sir. The Congressional, whatever it is.
Yes, sir.
Freedom Medal.
The Freedom Medal, yes, sir.
Which is the big deal. And your father made one of the best speeches I've ever seen.
Well, thank you.
And that's pretty good. I've seen a lot of speeches.
Nice. I'll tell you said that.
But I said, are you a professional speaker? He said, no. I said, then maybe you should be. Right?
Well, I'll tell you, he's usually very nervous public speaking like I am right now. But we're very happy for him. He did great. So thank you.
So what is it? Your cousin or whatever had the hole in one the other day?
Yes, sir.
That was something.
Yeah,
his swing looks good. How good a golfer is he?
Much better than me.
His swing looked like.
He's a real player.
His swing
15 years
perfect.
Old.
Yeah. He has the gene, I guess, right?
Yeah, skip me. But
why, are you not that good of a golfer?
No, I could play, but he's
just good looking.
What did you get down? What was your lowest handicap?
I'm a 3 right now.
Yeah, see, a 3 would be a bad player.
Right. Everyone aspires to be a 3, especially if your last name is Nicholas.
What's that?
18 is a perfect
handicap. It's a great family. Say hello to all.
Yes, sir. They say hi as well.
Special guy.
Thank you.
Special people. Thank you all very much. Great to be with you. You see what's happening. We're doing really well. I don't know why. I get nothing but bad publicity and the polls are going up. But they're at the highest level they've ever been since we've been in office. Quite a bit higher than Election Day, which was pretty amazing. That was an amazing day, right?
Amazing. We were there.
History.
That was truly, I told your grandfather that I said, what you did, he said, it was incredible. I said, what you did is more incredible. You won 18 majors. He said, no, it's not. I said, yes, it is. Yeah. I still say, it's harder and more improbable to win 18 majors. Just ask Tiger, right?
Yeah, exactly.
It's looking like it's going to be a tough one. But we're doing better than ever before, and we're accomplishing a lot. The North Korea thing is moving along really well. We have a site now. You know, we picked a site. Be announced pretty soon, and a location plus a date. And he really wants to do something, I tell you. Part of the reason he wants to do two things. I mean, maybe the rhetoric, and maybe we put sanctions like you wouldn't believe. The team is heading over to China today, tonight, to work on the whole trade craziness, because, you know, they've been averaging $500 billion a year.
Thank you for doing that.
Yes.
Well,
brutal. You know, they're tough, but I always say when you're $500 billion down, you can't lose the trade war. You can't lose. It's like somebody said today, but why, you know, because I'm doing a very aggressive thing. And this is all sort of like off the record, right?
Yes.
But they said, why would you be doing that with China, blah, blah, blah? You could do much. I said, yeah, but much less doesn't get you. I said, this is like you own a baseball team, and it's the first inning, and the other team scores 32 runs. What do you have to lose? You walk away, you start a new game the next day. And 32 runs in the first inning, because that's basically what it is. We're 500 billion down with China. We're 800 billion down throughout the world. 800
per
billion
year.
A year.
A year.
Wow.
A year.
So we lose 800
crazy.
Billion a year.
Crazy. Incredible.
And then you have the globalists that think that's okay, but they're wrong. You know, they think it's fine when a factory or a plant moves to Mexico and opens
incredible.
Up and you lose 3,000 jobs in Michigan. It's not. You have people, smart people, they really believe it. But, you know, then you have other smart people that don't believe it. I'm one of them.
Thank God.
Barry's in that world with steel in Ohio. Yeah.
Well, tell me, and I hear steel's doing better now.
We definitely are. We have 15 plants in the U.S. making steel tubing, one in Canada.
Wow.
I'm originally, I started in Canada, 19 years old, 2,300 employees, and we're now the largest steel consumer in the U.S. We actually buy more steel than General Motors. But it's been
so
a
we
huge
put
fight.
Very substantial tariffs on steel. We're doing pretty big numbers on stopping some of it from coming in. I don't want to stop too much because I don't want to run out of steel because the economy's doing really well. So are you finding it's better now that because of what I'm doing?
So there's no question the price of domestic steel has gone up, which has helped the domestic steel industry,
right.
Which is where it needs to be. There's
right.
a healthy price, right? There's too low and too
right.
high. So there's a healthy price where you can make nice returns and invest in the equipment and invest in the industry. We've certainly seen that on our product. The tariffs are definitely had an effect. The issue we still have is now that the price of domestic steel has gone up, Chinese steel still infiltrates. Everyone says China doesn't import a lot of steel.
Yeah, they do.
They do. It's all backdoor. It's all whack-a-mole. So they're still using that steel to go through Thailand, through Taiwan. The worst, unfortunately, is South Korea.
Can you believe it?
They pound a lot of steel.
We're doing a big number for that. Can you believe it?
Well, what's amazing is we spend billions of dollars to save them from North Korea, and the thinking we get is to ruin our industry. So the tariffs are definitely
so they do
helping.
The transshipping, right?
Yes.
So they're transshipping what steel? China steel?
Chinese steel, primarily.
South Korea.
South Korea is the worst. Thailand would be next.
POSCO steel,
know,
right?
South Korea.
You know,
Hyundai, POSCO.
I mean, how we ever got involved in South Korea in the first place, you know, tell me about it. How we ended up in a Korean War. We're fighting the Korean War to keep these two places from
living
together. We're over there.
Don't give up now!
You
haven't heard anything yet, Stan.
We'll get to
it. Not only that, I mean, they're one of the toughest traders we do business with. They're probably tougher than China. They're just smaller, you know, so the numbers are smaller. We have a $32 billion deficit with South Korea.
Wow.
And then they say, well, you know, people, I asked the general, so why do you think we're doing this? Sir, it's for trade. I said, we're losing $500 billion, you know, in that area. So we're doing it for trade, but we're losing $500 billion, including China. We're losing $32 billion with South Korea. So it's crazy. But, you know, it is what it is, and it's coming out good. and a lot of good things are happening, and the trade deals are being renegotiated, including the deal with South Korea.
The quotas.
What do you think of the quota deal?
The quotas are the key.
We lowered it by 30%.
Yeah, that's absolutely key. If we can do that, once you throttle
back. Yeah, but you don't want to be at a point, and one thing I don't want to be at a point where we don't have enough steel in this country. All of a sudden, steel triples.
Remember, I'm a steel buyer. I'm not a producer. So I'm on the end of that, right? So I have to compete to buy that steel, and I don't want to have steel. I don't want to be in a point where I don't have steel or it's too high. Yeah. So I fully support steel prices going up and the steel industry being healthy, because if I don't have them, I'm dead.
Right.
But the quotas throttle it back enough where we can sit there and have a consistent.
Did you know what we're doing with South Korea? 30%.
Yeah, it's perfect.
30% back.
That number, if you use that number for most of the other bad players, what I call the dirty dozen, if you will, that would solve everything.
Don't forget, you know, when I do the tariffs, and nobody talks about, they talk about jobs, they talk about steel. Now, steel's been doing much better. And like U.S. Steel's opening up like 4 plants now, which is unthinkable. They haven't done it in 30 years. But don't forget that the country's taken in billions of dollars. You know, nobody talks about that. When you charge 25% and 15% or 10% for aluminum, and that all that stuff is pouring in, and you're charging a 25% tax on the steel that's coming in, we're taking in, as a country, billions of dollars. Nobody talks about that. They talk about jobs, and they talk about steel plants. But to me, the big thing, I mean, we're taking in billions and billions of dollars for doing nothing. We're also negotiating deals that we could have never negotiated, because countries are now coming to us begging to negotiate deals that have been screwing us for years. They screw us so badly, it's hard to believe.
Incredible.
And now they're coming, we'd like to talk, like the European Union.
Yeah.
It's another beauty. So we don't make with anybody, you know, we lose with everybody.
Mr. President,
there are about 2 countries. One sells us lemons, Argentina. We made about $3 with Argentina. And we have actually a deficit of a trade deficit, 800. Who could think of it? 800 billion, including
China. Mr. President, we were the first company ever to beat China at the WTO. And, you know, when we went there and explained.
Well, the WTO is the problem.
It is the problem. No question.
Without the WTO, China is.
But we beat China, and all they did was transship the steel.
That's right. They go to a different location.
And ship it in through 11 different countries.
Yeah, they got it all sorts of ways. But it ends.
And look, our company does well, and we're very happy, but we could employ another 1,000 people making $70,000, $80,000, $100,000 a year.
If it was more expensive.
If we could. We could throttle back the raw quantum of these imports coming in. We would absolutely. I have 3 plants now that are completely idle, closed, because of South Korea and Thailand. I would open them up overnight if those imports were throttled back. And what we've seen in March and April is actually they've gone up because they're trying to, you know, beat the deadline. And we'll see if they throttle back. And supposedly they're using up their quotas, which hopefully start January 1 of this year, and they use up. But we would have another 700 to 1,000 people working for us.
Well, you're gonna see prices go up. You're gonna see, hopefully not too much. See, I have a theory that if we didn't put quotas on, China subsidizes their steel,
right.
And they have to. If we didn't see quotas, the steel wouldn't even go up.
Yeah.
Because they'll put more money into it. Even with the 25% tax,
yes.
It's still not going to come up because they'll just put more money into it. And we take in a lot of money. You know, we make a fortune on it. So we'll see. Aluminum has gone down. I put a 10% tax on aluminum coming in. It's actually gone down 4%. Now it's about even. But it actually started out going down 4%. So it's been pretty wild. We're going to have... I think we're going to have some very good times. But we have some very big trade deals to worry about. The China, you know, when they hear what we're proposing,
they're
not going to be too happy.
No, I don't think so.
are you hoping to discipline them with the WTO eventually?
Well, the WTO
is... They steal everything.
Yeah, well, the WTO is worse than them.
Yeah.
WTO is totally in their pocket. Well, the people that made the deal with the WTO were not smart people. They made a deal with the WTO where we lose every lawsuit until the last year. In the last year, we've won every lawsuit because they all think I'm going to pull our country out. You know, we're like the punching bag. We're like the dummies that get punched in the face all day long and come back for more. And but they now know that I get the WTO. China didn't become great until the WTO. From the day they joined the WTO, which was a Clinton disaster, they went up like a rocket ship. They were this way for 1,000 years. And then they got into the WTO, and they've taken advantage. Hey, look, I give them credit.
Well, they have taken advantage.
Yeah, but I give them credit.
See, we let them.
We
gave them
power. Our former leaders are great geniuses that allowed it.
Exactly. Bush, knowledgeable.
Bush, he gets us into the war. He gets us into the Middle East. That was a beauty. The Middle East. So we're into the Middle East right now for $7 trillion.
Wow.
And if you want to fix a window on a school, they don't have the money. You know, it's like, but we're into the Middle East as of this moment for $7 trillion. That's over 18 years.
Did we borrow that from China?
Yeah, well,
probably.
So no big deal.
Well, that's the beauty of it. So
China,
China rips us off. China rips us off for years, and we owe them $2 trillion.
Incredible.
They have $2 trillion worth of our bonds.
Maybe we should just call it even.
Yeah, well, essentially, that's what
they manipulated the currency together, so we might as well.
So the WTO allowed China to do what they did. The WTO was a weapon to hurt the United States, to allow people to enrich themselves. And European Union's the same thing. Yeah. The European Union is a group of countries that got together to screw the United States.
That's the bottom line.
It's as simple as that. And frankly, they're probably worse than China in a sense, just smaller. They're worse than China in the sense of barriers. We lose $151 billion with them.
Maybe not so much as copying, though, because China does that.
But the European Union's really bad. You know, it doesn't sound like it. You know, the European Union, we're all sort of from there, right?
Yeah.
But it's the European Union's brutal. But we're changing that rapidly, too. They have... they can't even believe it. So we're having fun. You know, it's what we do.
Well,
I think resolve is finally...
Right.
They see resolve, and that's...
Well, but you have people that work for me that just don't live. They're so... They want to make these deals that are just nothing deals. You know, they're just... And not only me, you know, Congress, where they come, please don't go after NAFTA too hard. I said, I'd like to terminate it.
Right.
And I can, you know, it's like, oh, my God. They're petrified. Because they know what they have. You know, like the farmers, who are great, actually. But the farmers know what they have. And they've been on a downward trend for 15 years.
Yeah.
So I said, look, you know, you guys are downward trend. You could be on an upward trend. But to do that, you have to shake it up. Meaning you terminate, you know, a couple of deals, like NAFTA. NAFTA is the worst deal we ever made. I think the WTO is actually worse. I think the World Trade Organization maybe is worse, because it allowed China to kill us. But we don't have any good ones. Hillary Clinton made a deal with the South Koreans. You know, that was a South Korea deal. You know that deal. That was a Hillary special.
Absolutely.
We're going to make 250,000 jobs. And she was right for South Korea. The jobs.
For them.
She said this is going to create 250,000 jobs. And she was right. It did.
Before you sign off on that deal.
How's your golf club over there?
Golf course is doing great.
Have you seen it? Have
you seen it?
Is it a nice club?
Oh, it's fantastic.
Is that where they had the
President's Cup?
The President's Cup was there in 2015.
Was there.
Yeah, yeah, 2015.
How did you like the President's Cup?
Loved it.
So the President's Cup has never been the Ryder's Cup, right? And
that's
you
right.
Think the concept
right.
is better. Yeah. The Ryder Cup is the most unbelievable sporting event. The President's Cup is good, but it's never been the same. And you would think the concept is better.
Concept is better, the rest of the world, but the competition is not quite there as it is
in Europe.
You know,
it doesn't make sense. So we're playing Britain, or whatever, UK, and that competition is tougher than when we play the world. Figure that one out.
Well, yeah.
Right?
Well, golf began.
I don't know what to tell you.
No, but isn't that right?
His grandfather.
He won every President's Cup or something. But the Ryder Cup is tough to win. The Ryder Cup is only like the UK.
Yeah.
But the spirit at the Ryder Cup is really a unique experience. And the President's Cup so far has never captured that.
But I will tell you, it was an amazing venue. For Korea, never been to Asia. It's been Australia.
Don't you have a women's tournament too, a big one?
They have it's called the Crown, the LPGA Crown,
right.
And it's it's eight nations, and you have four player teams, women's, and it's U.S., Germany, Spain, Korea, etc. It's being held at the Jack Nicklaus Golf Club this fall.
How's it doing? How's business over there? Good?
The golf is unbelievable. I mean, the collusion and the corruption with the government is horrendous.
In
We're getting screwed.
Oh, in South Korea?
We're getting screwed so badly. Right. And
I wrote you a letter of recommendation, right?
Did you ever?
Because I spoke to my grandpa, three days ago, and he was very appreciative and gracious of your reaching out on his behalf.
Well, no, that letter is fine. I mean, I know they have the letter because the, you know, the president told me he got the letter, so they must be treating you pretty good. But
for 8 years of Obama, I wanted the same chain, and I'm suffering over there, okay? I took a chance, I took a risk, 8 years. And the guy finally hit Congress, said, Mr. Gill, don't waste your time. The president's not interested in helping business. It's true. I got here one time,
it must teamed be up with it Jeff. It must be tough dealing with these people.
No, but I'll tell you what, we have got, that is all part of the free trade agreement. Don't sign that agreement. But also,
that's the other great name, share, is free trade.
Why don't you share something more? You know, as President, Jack and I work together, right? Yeah, in Nashville. He has another message for you.
Go ahead.
Well, you know, you kind of prefaced the conversation here. You've chosen a spot for your meeting with Kim Jong-un and the North Korean leadership in the coming months. But if you would consider Songdo, Songdo is the city that stands, you know, the 70% owner and the master planner of, you know, my family specifically and the Gales as well, be honored if you would consider it. You know, there's...
We're very far down the line, but I will. You know that Kim Jong-un is a great golfer. You know that, right?
Better than best, no. Best in the world. Really? Best in the world.
Course record, course record 18.
By the way, his whole goal in life is to meet you.
It's still, it's true.
He should play him for
his whole goal in life. He wants to be the president. He wants to be you.
He would like to be you. Nicklaus looked like a beginner. Did you ever hear that? He shot an 18.
Yeah.
Right? That, well, that was the grandfather, wasn't it?
What's that thing?
Is that the father or the grandfather?
That is was that him?
It's just one weird deal.
It's that rocket driver of his.
It's actually his father. So, you know, who they said shot an 18.
Pulling one of his first hole.
Right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I get the best line ever, I didn't call him short and fat. Okay. That is the greatest line.
I thought the best line was, peace is the prize. When they're talking about the Nobel Prize, because it was very
absolutely. I mean,
well, you know, the funny thing was that the thank you, fellas. How's good? Business is good. Look at this. What a great group.
Yeah, yeah, brother, right?
Business is good, right? Look, see that? They don't want. no, it's he said today that Trump should get the President Trump should get the Nobel Prize. I said it's a little early. Of course, Obama got it and never did anything.
He was nominated 8 days in.
He got it for winning the election.
Right? Yeah, that's exactly right, for winning the election. That's the only reason he got it.
In 2008, we shipped 125,000 tons for the border fence, border wall.
Right.
And that started up again. Yeah. We just started shipping about a first order of 20,000 tons of tubing for that wall. Replacement barrier.
The square tubing?
Yes, that's what we made. So we're the.
Are you doing a shiny finish or are you doing a rough finish?
No, we're that basic black finish, and then they take.
I can't believe how they can climb that thing.
Yeah, they do. But we are now.
I was watching it yesterday.
With the taller, that new design is going to be great, but it's a fantastic win for the steel industry in the U.S. And we're proud to be a supplier.
That's great.
Primary supplier of that.
Are you doing that with the Army Corps of Engineers or something?
No, in 08 we did it with Boeing, actually, who procured that, but now we're doing it through companies like Gibraltar Steel and others who are the fabricators that bid on that job. So, all American steel, all American jobs.
That's great.
It's fantastic.
Well, it's going up.
Yeah.
What's going on?
We're very proud.
Do you see what's going on at the border, though? Can you believe it?
I saw it yesterday. That's incredible.
Good thing Obama is not president.
Thanks for identifying the problem.
Well, you take a look at that. You have thousands of people. And if you really look, take the wall down.
That's
and
it.
You just be walking in. Mm-hmm. You know, you can see it.
Clearly.
Now, a few people can get up. Right. It's amazing that they can shimmy up that steel down. Now, that's old stuff, and that's rough on the outside and rustic. It'll take a long time.
They galvanize.
You do have to be able to see through the wall, I think. Can you see that? If you can't see through the wall, that's a problem, because you don't know what's on the other side.
That's what every border agent tells us that. You want to be able to see what's coming.
Because I really want a concrete wall 30 feet high, very slick outside.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to be able to see. You know, they actually said that these drug dealers, it's so dangerous to have a solid wall because they take the drugs and it weighs 100 pounds approximately, a bag, you know, satchel. They call it a satchel. And they throw it over.
Wow.
They throw it out over the wall. And it goes over the wall and it will land on a guy's head and he kills him.
Wow.
I said, wait
a minute. On our border guys?
Yeah, no, our border guys will be walking.
Oh.
And they throw it from one side. So if you can't see through the wall,
mm.
they throw the drugs, they have a catapult, they throw it over the wall and it lands. On the other side of the wall. And it can hit people. Can you imagine you get hit with 100 pounds of
drugs? Crack kills.
Crack kills.
I thought you were saying they were
in America. Only in America.
The dealers on the other side. They weren't very smart to begin with.
Well,
so.
Actually, usually you have the dealers on the other side waiting.
Right.
But when they see the border guys, they sort of head out. Yeah. The whole thing is preposterous, but I would have loved to have seen a concrete wall, but you just can't do that.
The whole thing in California is preposterous with these cities.
You've seen the design, so and it slows them down, and it slows the migration over, so they can get to that.
Well, we actually have the new one is like that, but now it's taller.
Right,
it's got the thing. It's got nothing in between. It's held in the ground like flagpoles. And it's got very strong points at the top. That'll be much tougher.
What is that, a wall?
It's like pointed, yeah, a wall.
No,
it's
the points are
just like the other
cut on a diamond corner to corner, and they can't.
You've got to
do all the fabrication for that and supply.
And how sharp is that on top?
Very sharp. I mean, it's a razor sharp.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's cut on a tube laser.
It's very hard to shimmy over that side.
You're not hopping over,
right? Which one of these are they? Huh? Yeah, you have the sauce for these?
So, Mr. President, how are we going to win that midterm election? Give you a heck of a lot more power.
Well, I know. It's
just kick somebody.
As you know, most times you don't. But I think the economy is so good. That's good. That's fine. I think the economy is so good that we're going to do much better than people. We have, I guess it's complacency. Something happens when you win the presidency. Mm-hmm. Then you go on and you win the presidency 2 years after that. History, it's almost like 100% of the time. It's a lot. And there's nothing 100%. But I think 93% of the time they lose the midterm.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, look, we have to see what the economy is in a few months.
It's going to be good.
It's booming.
I think so, right?
It's absolutely booming.
You know, the stock market's up 40% since I won. But actually, the economy is actually better than that.
Mm-hmm. I got into a discussion with someone in real estate about immigration. I like everything President Trump's saying. Except for immigration. We need people over here. I said, of course we do. What did President Trump say that we didn't need immigration? I said, look, let me put it to you in a really easy example. You're in real estate, you own buildings. You got a water main that comes into the building. You need water, good clean water in the building to make it run. Yeah. I said, what do you do when the water main breaks? How do you fix it? I said, well, you shut it off. I said, yeah, you shut it off. And then you fix it, and then you turn it back on, you bring nice water. You don't shove the pump into the basement and pump it up while it's still broken. I said, that's all President Trump wants to do. The water main's broken. We need to shut it off, fix it, and bring the water back into the building control.
Well, it's all merit-based, right? You need someone who's going to come here who can actually contribute, not just
100%.
Suck off. I mean, it doesn't work.
Well,
it
wants to come here for that reason, as opposed to just...
Hey, it's free.
For handouts.
Yeah. You see what's going on to Dearborn, Michigan. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. Because of the...
Unbelievable.
Whole,
it's unbelievable.
What about the Sanctuary City? That's completely incredible. like you live in a different world.
It's all changing.
They're changing. They realize it's terrible.
Yeah, they see
it. This whole caravan is a positive thing because it's showing people how crazy it is.
Where is it now? Are they at the border waiting?
Yeah,
they hit
whoever's
the border,
left. Yeah.
But these aren't the base that's going to win the House or the Senate. The people that came to the voting booth in 16 need to wake up with, you know, from you, from Brian's help, and that don't be complacent.
Well, part of our job is to make sure that they realize that just because he is not on the ticket doesn't mean he's not on the ticket.
Right.
Because he is on the ticket. Because
we won the race in Arizona 3 nights ago. Of course, we're getting no credit for that. Because I won it by 22, so she won it by 6.
Don't even hear about it.
I would have taken the 2 votes is okay as far as I'm concerned. Right. But, you know, the headline is, that was much closer.
Right.
But it was another win. You know, we won 6 of them, and nobody talks about it. We won 6 special races. I think we lost one. Yeah, we lost
Roy
the one
Moore.
In Pennsylvania.
Roy Moore.
No, well, that's different. That was the
same. That was, yeah.
So it was two and a half years ago, I was with Goldman Sachs. And I said, President Trump, you know, Trump's going to win the election. He said, you're crazy. He said, absolutely, I'll bet you anything you want. And they all sat there, and they thought I was nuts. They said, why do you think that? I said, because I'm in the heartland. I see what's going on. I see what the real workers, the forgotten people want. You know, not everybody can work in Silicon Valley. I'm not going to retrain someone in Sharon, Pennsylvania to go to Silicon Valley. They're 55 years old. They can't sell their house there. They deserve to earn a good living. What's wrong with working with your hands? And, you know, my point is, sure enough, you did. And that night, we were jumping up and down with our son on the bed, and I'm texting these guys at Goldman Sachs saying, I told you. So
well,
you
that
can't
was
believe
the most
the
exciting
polls.
Evening.
Well, that was incredible.
You can't believe the poll.
ESPN said that was the greatest sporting event in
it. It was great.
That's what it was. Sporting event.
It just didn't stop. It's Ohio. It's this one. It's
standing up there in
the
second floor watching there each
at 99% with it has like 3 votes left.
Right? Oh. And we're watching it. We're like,
they
won
every vote.
They tried
remaining.
To do everything not to announce it. CNN just tried.
2.5 hours.
Yes.
They
were there.
I was there. Absolutely.
Honestly, they're going more crazy now.
And Mr. President,
the press is now more crazy.
I got 1,000 employees in Pennsylvania, and there's a hard hat signed by about 200 of them sitting in a bag over there for you saying thank you. So we appreciate it. They're very
well,
nice.
I think the press is now more crazy than they were then. They're going totally bananas.
They keep doubling down.
You know, they don't,
maybe oh, you're in their head. Your best real estate deal was getting rent free in their heads for 2 years. It's,
they've never
they're going nuts.
It's all right, what the heck.
Well, the genius
so I think we're gonna I think we're gonna do well, but you know, I don't wanna say it too much, but I think we're gonna do better than people think.
You and took out the
same
out
as
before.
Yeah. Well, they have low, you know, light. I mean, you have this one woman, Maxine Waters.
Oh, she's the.
I say she's a very low IQ person. And she's, I say it publicly. I say it.
We've heard that.
We all have no cow.
You don't hear from her anymore. It's the craziest thing. Since I've said that, I don't hear from her anymore. Really? It's crazy. How's the food? Good?
I do want you to touch on this whole like pop culture, Candace Owens, you know, Kanye West. That was a big for that younger African American generation.
Good.
I think it's going to be a
people think about
shift
it,
in
right?
That.
Well, and Tommy and I do a lot of work with Candace and Charlie Carson. And so, yeah, it's been great.
It's
actually traveling with both of them this whole week.
But she's really become...
She's great. I mean, she works for Charlie Kirk, who is a genius as well. They're just brilliant, you know. And you saw that there was a big article today in one of the big papers talking about how the Democrats are losing the stranglehold on the millennials, and it's literally all him.
But I have to tell you, like, our son is 16, our daughter's 20, and now they're texting us. Did you hear? Did you see on Instagram? And now my son sat me down last night. Did you hear the Conway West song, Mom? I'm like, no, Jack, I didn't. And
have you heard the new song?
And let me.
I've heard.
And then
I'll
he talked the lyrics
you.
Through. And
brand
so
new.
It was just interesting that the young people they are talking about, the high schoolers are talking about in Canada, by the way.
Yeah,
so,
even more.
Right.
Yeah.
You're talking about both sides
Connie.
And our daughters
yeah.
in the States. So
NAFTA was good because I got my wife. Just for that.
How are your businesses going? How are they doing?
Well, we pumped a lot of natural gas for well add to this house and everywhere else.
So why are the prices so high? There's so much oil and gas.
Natural gas is high.
Is that OPEC?
Well, yeah.
But oil's oil's almost at 70.
Mm-hmm. Wall Street.
Huh?
I would think that somebody
there's,
is...
There's no good, there's reason, no good reason for it, because there's money.
Well, it's a monopoly of OPEC.
Yeah. But OPEC is, you know, they shot themselves in the foot when they started the oversupply thing in 2015. Mm-hmm. And they,
but aren't the frackers,
don't know what they're going to do.
Yeah, aren't the frackers out now because of the price and they're going crazy opening up new wells? Right?
Absolutely.
That's what I've heard.
Yeah, you can't have... Absolutely. 30's too low.
Yeah,
80, 90s too high. Yes. That healthy range in there, they can make money there. That,
65 to 70. Yeah. Is
see,
fracking's
right. Changed, right? You used to frack a well four times. I make the tube for it. They make the pumps.
It's really called exploration and production.
Yeah, they're much more productive. You it's frack
like
a well 30 times.
Fracking because it sounds bad.
Yeah, yeah. The technology is so much different. You can go back and all these dry wells and pull it out.
But is the fracking starting then? Because, you know, for a while the price was too low, then it closed up.
Last year was a recovery year. This year is a really good year.
Texas is booming, West Texas.
Drilling is really
good. Permian Basin is just.
So will that drive the price home?
No, I think it
should. Have been. It helps Texas and Cooper and Ellis.
We
produce
it. 15,
it got 30.
We can only produce it. I think it would drive it down.
It should.
Is it going to?
We're actually self-sufficient, really, right now, basically.
Absolutely.
Right, meaning producing as much as we our own.
Yeah. If it wasn't for West Texas, we'd probably have $85 oil.
Probably more.
Yeah.
So how big is West Texas compared? I mean, comparing like West Texas to Saudi Arabia, okay? What's your difference?
Well, probably 60%.
60?
Is that right?
Six million barrels a day?
Yeah.
Forget about North
That's
Dakota.
A lot.
Yeah.
That's just West Texas.
That's but just West Texas.
What's the quality in West Texas?
Light. Sweet.
It's really good.
It's really
it's
high.
Like sweet.
Yeah.
So what's the quality in Venezuela? Very bad, right? It's very heavy.
Yeah. Heavy. Heavy. Yeah. Heavy sulfur.
And,
is that hurting
we're
oil prices?
We're importing Venezuelan oil because our refineries aren't able to change to light sweet crude like we have here.
You need
That's
new,
why we export.
Yeah.
But you
so
need,
we're exporting
you
it to other refineries because we can't. We
right.
Can't
That's
refine.
The problem. No
we need what? New refineries.
New refineries that are able to refine the crude.
Yeah.
When was the last time we built a new refinery?
That was
under the tax plan. You can
35
do
1974 or 78 was a new refinery.
Yeah.
Just put it
before
down.
Cell phones.
Yep. A long time before cell phones.
Guy told me last week in Big Lake, Texas, which is a little bitty dot out in the Permian Basin. He pulled into a Motel 6, cost him $450 per night.
Wow.
It is booming.
When is that? When? Last week.
Huh. Wow.
It's just booming.
But the geopolitical consequence, natural LNG changes the game, right?
Yeah.
If we export LNG, we can supply Europe and Putin's done.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
Which is
but
why,
much more expensive.
Why Putin is...
But from a national security standpoint,
he's
how fantastic it is.
But he's over. He's done.
Well, how about Germany opening up a pipeline into Russia? And we're supposed to be
okay
fighting Russia.
Right.
So Germany's paying Russia like $2 billion a month.
Crazy.
And they're a member of NATO.
Yes.
Okay, figure that out.
And,
crazy.
And they're building
crazy.
Coal plants in Germany.
Yeah. And so we're paying 90% of the cost of NATO.
Well, we're in the process of purchasing an energy company in Ukraine right now that should help cut off Russia's...
How's Ukraine doing? Don't ask.
They love you, though. I can tell you that much. They love you.
Great.
Great.
I tell you, they're great fighters.
Great fighters. They love you.
They are. They're great fighters. They've been fighting for so long, they don't know what to do without fighting.
Yeah.
But
Russia's had them under their for so long.
They need directions.
They're waiting for direction, I can tell you that much. They're ready. I think there's definitely a good opportunity.
But it's a problem.
Big problem.
You guys just had a big order of Javelin missiles over there, right? The anti-tank missiles.
Yes.
I saw that go through today, right?
Yes.
Not only
today?
I read about it today.
Yeah.
I don't know when it happened.
Yeah.
It must have happened within the next couple of days.
They're getting it, but yeah. Listen.
Do you think Russia ever goes in and gets Ukraine or not?
It's. I don't. I. They would love to. They would love to, but they're scared of you.
Yeah, right now,
but they got what they wanted. They wanted access to the sea.
Not really. No, they want Ukraine. Ukraine is a vast, not even Crimea. The resources in Ukraine are tremendous.
Huge. It's like West Texas. Huge.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
And right now, not only that, but Ukraine is a sore throat in their throat because of supplying the pipeline, because all the pipeline goes through Ukraine to Poland.
Ukraine has oil?
A lot.
Yeah. Of course. Number one in Europe.
Yeah, we could.
Ukraine?
Yes. Yes.
How come they don't have really much? They don't have any money.
Exactly. They've been.
Why aren't the companies going in too risky?
Because exactly the point. They were supporting the Clintons for all these years and hoping that, you know, and then when obviously you won. Biden. Yeah, that was a big thing over there.
Having Ray Washburn at OPEC, he's able to ensure some of the economic investment in Ukraine. I guess geology is very similar to West Texas. You got a lot of these guys in West Texas who are going over there.
But the potential is number one.
The potential is incredible.
And the communists kept great records of, you know,
yes,
everything underground.
Absolutely.
So
they have everything there. They're just right now waiting for your support a little bit to make sure, because obviously if they go on their own, Russia won't let them do it, because they'll cut off a lot of their revenue.
How long have they lasted a fight with Russia?
Not very long.
I don't think very long. Without us, not very long.
Without us.
Without us, no. But Russia, also keep in mind, talks a big game, but they're not ready to. They're not ready to play.
Well, Russia's the 13th economy.
Their economy.
Big game, but not.
He talks a big game, but even with Syria, it was a great job.
How's Ukraine feeling about it all right now?
They're actually very much appreciate everything you're doing.
No, but do they feel they're going to be okay?
Yes. They feel they're going to be okay if you support them. Yeah,
and
if you don't love Russia.
Leader?
Poroshenko is a good guy. He wants the right thing for him. I mean,
it's always us that has to support everybody.
Well, the biggest problem is the corruption.
And you wonder,
there,
why isn't it Germany supporting?
He's very much, he needs support. Huh? Germany not supported him, yeah. Not at all.
Germany's going behind our.
Germany's not doing.
They're supporting Russia. Back.
They're supporting Russia.
You think so?
Oh, 100%.
So. Yeah, $2 billion to pay Russia.
100%.
100%. It just makes no sense.
It doesn't, exactly. It doesn't
make sense.
Russia
needs support from you, President.
A lot of the European countries, they're backstabbing us, basically, and dealing with Russia. And that's why you're having such difficulty. I think if you take a look, the biggest problem there, I think where we need to start is we got to get rid of the ambassador. She's still left over from the Clinton administration.
Where the ambassador, where, Ukraine?
Yeah, and she's basically walking around telling everybody, wait, he's going to get impeached. Just wait. I mean,
really?
It's incredible. It's
she'll be gone tomorrow.
What's
your name?
I don't remember the name.
I don't
remember
the name. Back.
So one of the things that will be, now that we have a Secretary of State that's been sworn in.
Get rid of her.
Hooray.
Okay, get her out tomorrow. Get her out tomorrow. Take her out. Okay?
Excellent.
Do it.
Make a note.
Excellent.
Yeah,
congratulations
on Michael
Pompeo.
I think
it'll
be great.
Yes, Michael
Pompeo,
great one.
Yeah.
Pompeo's going to be good. He's doing a good job. Already he's doing a good job. Now, we got it going pretty good. We got a lot of interesting things.
A lot of good stuff.
Really, Mr. President, why can't you walk down to the FBI? No, really, I mean this. I'm sincere. With TV cameras, they give me the $1.2 million. Literally with TV camera, give me the 1.2. And if they don't, you're fired. You're fired.
It's a deep state thing.
But
It's so incredible. I can't even believe it.
I can't yell at the TV anymore.
No, it's a deep state deal, but it's going good. You see the other side.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, and the stuff that they have is so bad about the other side that they're trying to keep it.
They're hiding
it. It's now coming out.
Are you waiting for the timing of it to be
released?
I
have to wait. Yeah. I'm waiting for the timing, the right time.
Smart.
But it's such bad stuff. Like Comey is guilty already.
He's just a disgrace. I can't even.
He changes the story.
I can't even.
He looks like a criminal.
Their attempted setup was the biggest backfire in the history.
Yes.
They were so shocked that
he
went the other way. They weren't prepared for him.
He's just, you can't even look at him on TV. I mean, it's embarrassing.
But even the left.
The left is, it's not even a conversation. They're just.
It sounds like a whiny teenager.
Yeah, well, I want to make a toast.
But they're not so happy.
No.
I want to make a toast to Mr. President. Thank you very much for the sacrifice that you and your family.
You're not kidding.
You put up with this shit.
Thank you so much.
Well said.
Well said.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you. Very well said.
We got the presidential.
Very much.
I can't have different from other people. Who wants a steak? Who wants a steak? No.
I got presidential.
You know what this was?
Have a steak.
We all had a choice. We just like the burger.
You go to the hotel.
Have a steak. Enjoy.
Everyone had a choice.
I noticed they brought me a shrimp cocktail. I'm looking, who else has one?
You are the president. You must
be here. And the owner of the hotel.
It's great to go. It's amazing.
This is my second home.
The service is great.
And downstairs.
Mr. President.
Mr. President.
I love this place.
What?
Have you thought about allowing banking in some of these states that allow cannabis? From the banking to allow them to bank the money?
Yeah, well, the cannabis. You're talking about marijuana, right?
Right, but we're talking about just the states that are illegal. I'm talking about...
Why you can't do banking there?
That's the biggest problem, because none of the banks accept the money.
It's all working out. That whole thing
because that's so important because...
I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
I'm talking about the taxation.
It's an issue with a lot of people.
I'm talking about the taxation of money. Well, the reason why I'm saying...
The military and the vets, it's a big one there.
Exactly. Well, the reason why I'm bringing it up is because we've been working very hard to try to figure out how to help with the midterms and everything that's going on. And like you said, I think it's a tremendous, tremendous movement with a lot of the young.
But do you think the whole marijuana thing is a good thing?
I think it's a combination. I think... It's something that is in the future, and no matter how you look at it, I think it's something that's already so far out that you're not going to stop it. I think you need to be ahead of it, and I think you need to control it.
And regulate
it.
Because in Colorado, they have more accidents.
It does cause an IQ problem.
No, there is minuses.
I think he's right.
No, there is minuses.
You lose IQ points.
Yep.
But then you take a look at your opioid crisis and then the veterans and the
but
children.
But it's actually good for opioids.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's fight against, yeah.
I'll say this.
Better alternative.
Yeah.
Between that and alcohol, as far as I'm concerned, alcohol does much more damage.
Much more damage.
So,
you know,
you don't see people driving, even
100%.
You don't see people beating their wives.
Well, this is
marijuana. This is what I wanted to recommend.
What I wanted to recommend to you is not to move one way or the other, but what I wanted to recommend is to set up a committee.
Right. So now,
a bipartisan committee, no politicians, but just leading people in the industry, so you could have your ear and so you could know what's going on to make the right decision. By just putting the committee together, I think will give you such a boost in the midterm with a lot of the millennials, a lot of the minorities. A presidential committee on cannabis to be able to, you know, set up. We got a lot of professionals, like even Boehner right now joined a group lobby. He's started switching banner from the House Speaker. So I think there's a lot of people that, if you get the right information, one of the things I did also, I'll leave it behind. There's some statistics and information that I think is extremely important for you to take a look at that I think for the midterms could be, again, we're not talking about going one way or the other. I think the most important thing is for you to be ahead of the game. Because we've got 30 states that already legalized it. You got over 90% of them. I'm not involved in that business, but I have a lot of friends that are. I'm in the energy industry, but I've been watching it evolve over the years. I live in Florida. I've seen what it does in Florida.
How's Florida doing now with Rick Scott?
Rick Scott's great. We're actually holding a fundraiser for him on May 29th. He's great. Rick is great.
Is he going to win or is it tough?
Like, you're going to be close, but I think we're going to pull it out.
Yeah, I know if they're drunk,
I think if we're ever going to win, it's this time. I mean, we've been going hard for a while, but I think we got a good shot this time. So I think if it's, anybody's going to do it, Rick's going to do it. But we have a great state. Pam's great. I just had lunch with Pam last week. Bondi. So Pam's fantastic. So again, it's a very subject that's controversial. It's not something that we need to go one way, but I think that as long as you have a committee that can give you the right direction, that's bipartisan, that's not one way or the other, I think then you could be ahead of the game and make the right decisions, because you will make the right decision which way it goes. And I'll leave some stuff behind.
How are you doing?
Good.
Thank you very much. What are you doing?
He's my partner in the energy industry.
Oh, good.
We're purchasing right now. We're in the process of purchasing, in the bidding. Ukraine is privatizing one of their biggest energy companies.
I get it.
So you're involved in Ukraine?
Yeah. We're Ukraine, Poland, Lithuania, Turkey. Poland is great, actually. Yeah, we're very close with the president. Brian's dealing with Turkey.
They try to play, you know.
Erdogan, yeah. They play both sides. But one of the things we're trying to do with the Ukrainian deal, if it works out, Turkey's in talks with the Russians right now to put a pipeline for their energy, nuclear reactor. So if we're able to do what we're doing, we'll be able to cut off Russia at the knees and put a pipeline from Ukraine under the water and start and supplying Turkey with energy.
Blue water?
Underwater.
How did you do with Milstein?
Whatever. Every time I think it should be a different place, I'm not. So I'm just more than that. So
how's that going?
Understand. But,
Full disclosure, we could have found a better business partner.
No, my grandpa, he's 78 years old, and he doesn't need to deal with that kind of ego. He came in with a sizable investment, and we
sold. At the time, it was the right thing to do.
Yeah, exactly. And we figured for his...
So are you just sort of sitting back now? He was telling me he's just going to sit back, and who cares? Or is he...
We're trying to figure out ways to deal with his non-compete right now, because within the company, he's got, I think, a five-year non-compete.
Yeah.
And we're meeting with...
At 78, 5 years is a long time.
Exactly. But I mean,
the sad thing is, between him and your father, they're great designers.
And they work.
You don't want to waste 5 years. At the end of 5 years, you can do what you want to do?
Well, I mean, as you know, if you have any kind of celebrity attached to you, it's kind of hard to enforce a non-compete of that length. All the news that we're getting back is positive on the 5 year span. But in the meantime, they're trying to figure out ways. They've got a few things in the pipeline where they could restructure some deals to, you know, if they're not taking upfront design fees, you know, maybe you factor in a charitable aspect. So he's going to find a way to do some work.
Which he likes anyway.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And he's got, as you know, the Nicholas Children's Hospital.
But it's just it's an exhausting part, you know, because I know him. Yeah. I know the guy.
Howard.
New York guys, huh?
No. Impossible.
Didn't he buy golf?
Yes, sir.
Did he buy it?
I believe so, within the last year or so.
Mm-hmm. What's that?
Golf Magazine.
Yeah, well, Golf Magazine, they bought the club company. What's the last club company?
No, Howard bought Golf Magazine.
Yeah, he bought
it. Bought it for $15 million. 10 years ago, you would have paid $300 million.
Wow, $15 million, that's it?
15. Wow. Can you believe it? Well,
that's where our print is going. Print is going, yeah, all magazines, yeah.
Magazines are dead.
It's a dead business. Print is out the door.
What do you think happens to cable TV?
I think cable TV is okay, right? Is it? Now, we'll say, if we ever lost an election, cable TV is dead. Can you imagine if they had a normal candidate? That's all they talk about. Trump stories, Trump. That's all they talk about. Now, if they have a normal candidate, if they had Hillary, crooked Hillary, their ratings would be one-fifth.
Well, they just hope for hurricanes.
That's why I tell everybody they're going to endorse me. About 6 months before the election, they'll endorse me, and then they'll unendorse me after that. No, but they're bad. They're bad.
You were the only one that could have won against Trump.
Because
yeah,
well,
you were the only one.
I beat the Bush dynasty.
You were the only one that actually called her on her lies and her, you know,
that's
her
right, two dynasties you took out.
Stuff. Nobody else would have done that. Everybody else would have been too polite. It would have not mentioned
Obama
it.
Would have been easier second term.
You would have destroyed him.
Romney yeah. should have never lost him. Obama would have been much easier.
Well,
his big
mistake yeah. was in Boca opening up his mouth and getting that tape with the Hispanic.
You think Obama would have been easier than Hillary?
I think so. I think 4 years later. I think Obama. Second term, not first.
Yeah, he was damaged goods. But Romney just couldn't get it done.
He disappeared in the debate. He disappeared in the debate.
Bernie Sanders had it. They rigged it. Bernie would have beat Hillary in them right now.
That would have been tougher.
Yeah,
I agree. Because there was no hatred.
Right, you're right. There was no hatred.
The millennials,
millennials were right.
Yeah, but
as great as he was, half my motivation in working was hate not let her do it.
100%.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's what I think a big part of our
reason. Vice president would have been tougher.
Kane was what yeah. I couldn't.
But I think Bernie,
plus.
You know, because all those people that hated her so much who voted for me, you know, I got 20% of Bernie vote. People don't rule us up because of trade, because he's a big trade guy. You know, he basically says we're getting screwed on trade. And he's right. I'm worse than he is. But, and we can do something about it. I don't know if he could have. But had she picked Bernie Sanders, it would have been tougher. Mm-hmm. It was the only one I didn't want her to pick. Mm-hmm. Now, then you say, people say, no, it would have been easier because then her sort of establishment, normal Democrats, would have come to me. So she may have lost a lot of votes, too.
You're right, so you don't know.
I don't understand.
I think the Democrats, the only thing they do well is they stick together. So
yeah.
I know
they
do. They're really.
He should be going crazy.
It is funny how he has not gone crazy, right?
Because they took him in the locker room and they had a conversation.
They
of course.
They have to have paid.
Of course, they had a conversation.
He has three beach houses. Like,
of course.
He should be going nuts.
100%. Is he going to be running?
I don't think so.
I think he might.
You think he might again?
Because he does a lot of television. Usually when they do a lot of television, that means they're running.
Yeah. Biden seems like he's.
I like it
because
I'll be.
I hope Biden wins.
Let me ask a question about wind and solar versus natural gas, and electricity versus natural gas for vehicles. I am all for the momentum that electric vehicles have.
Right.
But here we are in North America with shale. Oil and gas, but shale gas, which is, we have an abundance of natural gas. But here we are putting in these LNG tankers and shipping it and trying to sell it elsewhere. Now,
well, that's good though, right?
It's great. But here we are. We have these car manufacturers that are just standing ready, and they're trying to figure out a way to meet the emission standards and everything else.
Yeah, but we're going to lower them.
Well, we are. We are. We're.
Do you know that, the CAFE standards?
Absolutely. I mean, you've done a great job on that front. How can, I mean, there is a huge opportunity to try to open up compressed natural gas, CNG, to be on parity. And unlike electric vehicles, we don't want any tax credit. All we want is...
Is that what business you're in? Compressed?
Gas business.
Compressed?
Yeah.
Or
we're on the compression side. We're not on the production side.
They make the compressors to move the natural gas.
But if we can make CNG, natural gas vehicles, to be on par basis for manufacturers with electric car, with the manufacturers to have a choice.
How are electric cars doing now?
Not good. Why? You know what happened?
Well, Tesla, he's got a car.
Yeah,
Tesla's broke.
Because they can't produce them.
A number of reasons. They can't produce them. He's already the auto companies have caught up to him. All right, the other auto companies have caught up to him. He's never generated any, we're close to positive cash. So he's subsidized by $25,000 per vehicle. It's over. The other thing that people forget about is it's great to have an electric vehicle, but you got to plug it in and get it charged somewhere. And the carbon footprint of this phone is the same as a refrigerator running. You need to generate the power. And generating it with wind and solar only generate 3.5% of our power usage today. You would take 50 years to get up to 5% at the rate we're growing. Wow. It is still a fossil fuels generating power. You have to have nuclear, you have to have
oil, coal, and you have to have coal.
How come the stock price is so high?
Because he's a great salesman. Because the millennials are buying. I took my son to the gray market. Friends, my son is 16 years old.
I gave him a little bit of money and money he made working to invest in stocks. Because what about Tesla? I showed him the cash flow. I said, look, he's got to, even if he starts making money today at the rate, he's 10, 12 years before he's back to break even.
Yeah, but the stock is still very high. So.
Well, it's like the dot-com.
That stock is history. He's done.
And he's bet against it?
Yeah.
He's a smart guy.
He's a very smart guy. He's a brilliant guy.
But he's a little off socially.
He's a brilliant guy, but the company's done. Tesla as a car maker is done.
Regardless. I think the nation...
You got to relax once in a while.
And here, the
company's done.
Going electric.
No,
they're saving the planet. Let them. I think it's awesome that they want to do that. But give the auto manufacturers an opportunity to put out CNG cars where we have all this natural gas.
100%.
We're the Saudi of natural gas. We should be using it. Converting existing engines to natural gas engines versus battery. So that's a third type of car now you're talking about. But the good thing is, it's great. It's great. Trucks, buses, like the Ford F-150, which is the most popular truck and vehicle. I think so. Absolutely. You can't.
Is that the aluminum? I drive. I'm thinking of the Raptor. The Raptor went to a frame that's an aluminum frame. How did the aluminum one? They made an aluminum truck.
I've got the aluminum body, yeah.
But you can't what do, you do think? That in electric
I love it.
Vehicles.
Oh, you like it. Is it strong enough, though?
Yes, sir.
Does it lighter. Dent easier?
I'm sorry?
Does it dent easier? You'd think so.
As far as the bed's concerned, it didn't hit anything properly, so if you throw anything, not yet. Problem with repairs. You have the aluminum body? Yes, sir.
And did you request that?
No, actually Ford, I think their new line of trucks since, I think 2017.
They started with the Raptor.
Well, has that turned out to be a good investment for them or not?
I'd have to look more into it. As a consumer, I like it. Back in the day, I had a... about 10 years ago, my first truck was a 2008 250, and I mean, I can just feel the difference driving the thing.
It's lighter?
Lighter.
So much lighter, the performance. I mean, it drives like a high-performance vehicle.
Yeah, well, you gotta, I think guys that are doing heavy work can probably prefer the steel frame.
Well, you have the brands, high-strength steels now that have made up that ground tremendously. Yeah. The aluminum, when you go to a body shop, to repair aluminum is three times the cost.
Oh, yeah. No way.
Or more.
Just a whole different level of technical
welding.
Unless
you're repairing aluminum stuff. Right?
Yeah.
The welding takes not a whole new skill set.
But parity between electric and CNG will provide incredible jobs for your auto manufacturers.
Well, it just gives them a variety.
Imagine the drilling and fracking.
Natch is locally domestic.
We have it. We can't store enough of it.
And it's plenty.
We don't start to put natural gas.
And it's clean. That's the other thing. It's very clean.
So is that happening?
Yeah.
No, yeah. Because
why?
Because today, the auto manufacturers are not incentivized at all to put
anything carbon.
But people still like gasoline cars.
Absolutely.
Yeah, still the majority
is
still.
The thing, CNG.
They really don't want the aluminum. I mean, they don't want the.
The majority
hybrid.
Is still
the electric.
Right. Yeah, so don't understand.
No,
the majority.
Do they want the hybrid?
It doesn't work for a truck.
Hybrids are definitely more
much more than just electric.
So is hybrid working?
But
not great.
For trucks.
For small, hippies like it's a millennial thing.
It's a hippie millennial thing, 100%.
Most I want my 5.7 liter beer.
You have to have either gasoline or CNG.
Two miles a gallon.
A little bit more at the pump doesn't make as much of a difference.
Not everyone likes cubic inches. Everybody does.
Everyone wants cubic inches. Mr. President, we run some CNG trucks, right? Semi trucks, and it actually is more. It's prevalent. You can get it, but it's a lot less power. It's a lot less. Miles per gallon. If you don't get a 50-cent tax credit. If you don't get that, it really is not feasible.
Wait, but you said it doesn't have the power and it doesn't run as well. Other than that, it's wonderful.
Yeah. Well, isn't it also a logistical issue with that? It's not as prevalent, so you have to plan routes that may not be the most effective route.
Well, not really.
I mean, yes and no.
Yes.
What do you mean trucks? What do you do? What would you say you were?
Our main thing, we haul mail for the Postal Service.
Oh, I see. So you know the difference, right?
Amazon.
So you have every kind. Is there anything like gasoline?
No. Well, diesel is truck.
How is diesel compared to regular gasoline?
Well, diesel in a semi, you can't run gasoline in a semi. Yeah, big tractor.
Why can't you?
But you can run.
It's not as strong.
It doesn't have the BTUs that diesel has.
But in mail trucks, you're using diesel.
Well, semi, we're long
and
haul.
And you've tried with the compressed gas?
We don't move. We do run it. We run CNG. We have some CNG trucks.
And how do you find them?
No, we don't like it. But the CNG is, the pricing is really good.
But you said it's more expensive.
Why?
Because
you need the evolution of the technology.
You need to develop.
Internal combustion engine's been around forever.
The technology of CNG shut off because everyone went to battery. But the truck costs more. Touching on trucking.
The availability, the distance, you have to keep refueling. So there's issues with it. That aren't hard to overcome. But you got to understand, the world is going either electric or fossil fuel.
Freight is holding back. We could be doing more business. You can't get trucks. And there's two reasons why.
You can't get trucks?
You can't get trucks. We have
you can't buy them?
Trucks are very tight.
People trucking is very tight. People don't want to go into the business for two reasons. And now it's gotten worse.
If I could, you can get trucks.
Yeah,
you can't get somebody to drive it.
So, Mr. President, while trucking, it's a tough job to go into. So that's number one. And they made it a lot tougher with E-logs. So E-logs limits, anytime the wheel turns in a truck, it's part of the log for the day, and it's a 14-hour day. So let's say if someone is half an hour from home in their truck, and they're a long-haul trucker, they literally have to pull over on the side of the road and stop. They can't go home. So they don't even want to do it anymore. So we have people that don't want to go into the trucking business, and we can't get enough drivers attracted to haul our product around the country.
Does a lot of this get solved with some of the automated?
Yes, but it's a long ways away.
Some of it is.
You're going to have pitch and catch for the, but it's still a long. You need that last mile. You need some.
So you say you don't have manufacturers that can make enough trucks?
No, they're making trucks.
No,
they're
not. You
can't
get
drivers.
The regulations are so tough.
Soon you won't need them.
So you'll be driving by themselves.
We've all seen that guy going 90 miles an hour trying to make up time. He's working 18-hour day and it pays. When you have the limitations, you can't do it.
These guys are drive inexperienced drivers who just came out of school.
You mean they can only drive so much?
Yes.
Like a pilot.
E-logs. Yes, exactly.
So basically shut them down.
So they have a method that you shut down a truck?
So every truck now is on an E-log. okay? You're electronically lost. So if that truck, if he turns after 14 hours, if he's got 20 minutes to get home, he can be flying huge and actually done trucking.
He
so did you buy an older truck
that you don't have that? No, everything's Elon. No. You have to convert
it. I never knew that.
It has to be
Elon.
So the average guy used to be able to do it because you say, hey, I'm willing to work a 12 or 14 hour a day. So I can make up the difference by doing it. Now, if they're limited to 8 hours, they're sitting there for the other...
No, it's meant for safety. And
they can drive for 11. They can't have to be home within 14
hours. What happens if you have two drivers?
The team, a tandem or a team?
You can continue.
You can continue, but again, it's more expensive and it's rare, right? So it's very tough. If you were to ask me 5 years ago, my biggest problem in business would have been, imports are always number one that we're battling against. What I would say almost tied with that today is transportation.
But
I can't move my material.
How's Amazon doing?
Oh, they're doing great.
Well,
Amazon, they're doing great.
Is that a business that's going to work all time?
Well,
I don't know.
If you deliver something,
you pick it up, you deliver
it's
it.
It's a fad.
How do you make
it's
money?
You can lose money for 20 years. You get a hall pass on doing, you decimate everybody else, you're going to then own the industry.
Exactly. That's what
you're
doing.
Yeah, the other guys are starting now, Walmart and all these.
They're all starting the drop shipping.
That was a great call.
No, they're ripping off the post office.
I think they're spot on.
No, the Postal Service can do. I know,
but 40% of the business you do is with Amazon.
No.
And they don't pay
2%. 2% to the Postal Service.
Wow.
They say it's 40.
No.
They actually said it's 40. Maybe it's 2% maybe because you're using compressed gas, you can't count.
Okay. I
agree with that.
I have a lot of information on Postal Service if you ever want to get there. But if I could, just a quick one.
How's the Postal Service doing?
Actually, I've been dealing with them for 40 years, and I think they're the best they've ever been. They have great management. They basically break even other than the pension that they're pre-funding.
The unfunded pension liabilities.
It's crazy.
$6 billion.
But if I could, as a solution rather than a problem, I think that the government should do a 500-mile piece of road, dedicate a lane on both sides for autonomous trucks. Talk about a driver shortage. These trucks, all the technology is there right now. There isn't any reason to not have autonomous trucks.
So you're
other than putting them with the cars. You can't put them with the cars. So
why?
Just,
why can't you put them with
the cars? The insurance, the regulations, the states, the perception. But if you would put a separate lane, just
how safe is autonomous?
It's absolutely safe. If you,
it's an amazing concept.
Would you?
Yeah, unbelievable.
I saw a drive.
So weird.
I saw a car driving.
You could put some of these truck drivers say, hey, you could work a 15-hour day. Now you're just riding along.
You're pitching catch.
I still don't see. I'm scared of those. You see those cars driving by themselves.
I don't understand why Amazon, they're getting a bulk rate. That bulk rate is actually sucking up and using the Postal Service's capacity, which forces them to actually add. Why, if you're using up that much capacity in the bulk rate, why don't you just charge them more?
It's the same.
Why are you charging them more?
Everyone at this table gets that rate.
Everyone at this table gets that same rate.
A little off the subject. I have a little something. It's a little present. The head rabbi of Ukraine.
They want you to mail
and
more.
Some of the rabbis in Israel.
They want everybody at this table to do what they do.
They don't understand the cost of it because they're inefficient.
In the Hebrew religion, they wait for the Messiah to come.
Wow.
So the Messiah, Moshe Ben David, if you take their name, you see where it adds up, 424. If you take your name, Donald Trump, and then Israel, it adds up to 424. It's something that is very, very unbelievable.
What does that mean?
You have the same numbers than my Messiah, you know?
Meaning,
it's like not good, it's like best, it's like... It's like a miracle.
Why 424?
It's like name of Messiah, you know?
That's his name, Messiah. The Messiah comes out to 424.
What are the numbers you
have? No, it's not the numbers.
It's exactly the number.
Your name, and the numbers, it adds up to his name. It's 424, 424 in the Jewish. So it's like Messiah is the person that's come to save the whole world. So it's like you're the savior of beating things. That's for you.
It's amazing. We just thought, we're like, wow. It's amazing, you know?
It can't hurt.
So, all Jew people of Ukraine, they're praying of you, you know? They're like...
Show it to Jared, he'll explain.
It's like...
Is she going to Israel on the 14th? Is she going to go ahead of...
I don't think so. So they're going to spend $1 billion building this building. I spent $150,000.
Really?
We took a building and we just converted. Did you ever hear that?
The hotel?
So we're going to spend $1 billion on the embassy in Jerusalem.
Yeah.
And they had a paper from $1.1 billion.
Wow.
And David Friedman called me up and he said, we'll just take the existing building that we have on
of course,
site.
You know, it's consulate. Yeah, the same. Great location. Yeah.
Take a corner of the building. And we'll
have it. Nothing to do, you know, just change the name.
So I said, you have to make it 150. Make it 250.
Versus $1.1 billion.
It'll be open in 2 weeks.
Yes.
14, yeah.
It took like 3 months to build.
Amazing.
And we have an embassy that's
amazing.
It's the other way. If we spent $1 billion, so we would have spent $1 billion, it would have been 10 years before it opened, if that.
Of course.
Since you're Jewish, you understand what I just
said. Now, that doesn't mean they're not going to knock it down.
The rabbis counted the names.
So they had to go out and buy a site, so a tremendous amount of money. But they have a building on an existing site that's a better location, the best location.
Incredible.
It's even set back. It's a fairly large site. It's set back, which is good for safety.
And I heard other countries that are joining in. So
they're taking it. They took a corner of the building, fixed it for $150,000.
Incredible.
So instead of $1 billion, they spent $150,000.
Yeah, it's amazing.
One of my favorites.
You saved the world, Mr. President.
For $150,000 versus $1 billion. And we have a better location, because there was no location.
No.
Like the UK embassy.
Not the UK. Mr. President, can I share with them about what the rabbi gave to you? I think it's special.
Since you're Jewish, you understand the Messiah. So the head rabbi of Ukraine in Israel, they took the president, Donald Trump, his name, and they came out to the same lettering as the Messiah. So it's a very special thing that they handed over to him.
So my father...
The same number, you know. It's amazing how it's count, you know.
Really?
They were very close friends in Poland. As a kid, I went to his home in Israel and had dinner there. Very young, and it was amazing. I mean, now I realize the significance of it.
Oh.
But my dad didn't talk for 2 years when he gave back to Sinai. He was pissed off.
So, folks, I want to thank you all very much. I'll get back.
Thank you.
It's not
so
a
much.
Long trip.
You don't have to wait for lights and stuff like that either.
The problem is every time I'm you move with about 125 cars, you never see anything. It's like it's incredible. And they do a great job, the Secret Service does. But we have like 115 cars. So it's not that easy to come over. Don always says, oh, can we do it outside of the White House? I guess, I don't know. There's
that's White House Council. I'd be happy to do it in the White House.
There's a ridiculous campaign thing about that, which I think is wrong. Doesn't make sense. They spend a fortune getting over here. The other way,
sense.
Costs nothing.
Right. It has to come to you.
It has to be a mistake. I'm sure it's a mistake. But I like this hotel anyway. We can't get better.
Yes. Let's get
those. But I have a MAGA hat I wear all the time. If you can sign it, I'd
Give it to me. Where is it?
Mr. President, in the meantime, we'd like, on behalf of this group here tonight, to offer you two honors. One is the great Teddy Roosevelt in 1913 created the famous speech, The Man in the Arena. And we framed it here tonight, and like everybody to sign it on your behalf. But it says here, and this is you against all odds, never having run for office,
that is true.
Taking on 17 plus Republican candidates and winning substantially
that we're going to win for you again.
Yes, we are.
2020.
The man in the arena, Teddy Roosevelt, 1913, the famous speech you heard of it.
Very famous.
It's not the critic, et cetera, et cetera. The credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood, who strives valiantly, who errs, who comes short again and again and wins again, but never gives up. Never will his heart be with those cowering souls that know neither victory nor defeat.
Right.
This is for you. We're all going to sign it as it goes around the table tonight.
You don't have to sign it. You know, I'd rather
have it. I love it.
Why, you want it to be worth something?
Wow.
Something. I want Jack Nicklaus to sign it, but don't
All right, Simon.
That's what's going on.
You have a
shot.
What's
it
worth to
you?
Who's
this?
Thank you so much.
This is Jack Nicklaus.
Karen and Tom.
Waiter.
Okay.
I don't
know.
We briefed a little bit on it. But that is to host the event. In
is he a good guy to work with?
He's a great man.
He's a good guy.
Yes, sir.
Well, we were looking at deals years ago. We've had no stand-up for over a decade.
He told me about over the
great club. I don't have the pen.
We'll take care of that after the president. Yeah,
we'll Should we sign it or what?
Yeah, we'll take care of it.
Okay. Put it here.
See, the other side doesn't want to go to South Korea. Which I understand. Let me say this. Okay. You say it? All right.
Not yet.
It is. No, I like
no,
this.
No, we're giving it to you.
Except the picture's crooked. What the hell happened?
The frame.
Thank you. Listen.
Well, thank you all.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's very nice, huh? Easy job, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Good. Hold that for me. Right?
Yeah, I got it.
Mr. President, I also have the job.
Thank you.
The paper
good.
So you can
thanks,
correct
good.
It.
Perfect. You're welcome, sir. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Good seeing you.
Yeah,
we got it.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank
you very much.
Appreciate everything.
Good job. Keep up the good work. Thank you. I will.
Yeah, you're doing a great job.
Thank you. This was fun tonight.
Don't listen to those idiots in the press.
Very good.
Everybody, please stay in the room, if you would.
What's the DMZ?
Thank you guys. Appreciate it. Brian.
Hi, all. We just got to see Karen's
late
cards, and then I
can
see.
Tom.
Right, fun.
All right.
Thank you so much, man. Come on. Couldn't have been better. I appreciate it. Thank you very much. Yeah. You know what?
Appreciate you guys.
But to be able to make a couple points and hear how he feels. It's fantastic and reassuring. It's great.
That ain't up to me. That part ain't up to me. You know, it's good.
Yeah,
I gotta kind of do my job. Always.
Hey, baby.
We're Florida. We're Florida in here.
I'll let you know about the filming.
You bet.
Nice to be well. Thank you very much.
I'm walking. I got to spend 2 seconds. Johnny.
Thank you. Appreciate
it. Yeah, you got your stuff.
You're right. No, you're right. Thank you so much. My pleasure. Great seeing you again. And we're really all we
get this.